team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Thinking about putting up a storage shed or shop this year? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today to learn about the Astro Advantages and to request a free quote for a custom-designed building. Astro Buildings offer you quality materials and strong construction, along with experience and local crews. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 or find them on the web at buysquaredeal.com. That's 402-756-5881 or buysquaredeal.com. Astro and Square Deal Lumber and Hardware can help you protect your investments. Astro Building, since 1969.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriots gym at Adams Central here tonight, getting set for the boys' ball game involving Adams Central and Arcadia Loup City. Patriots coming in a record of 9 wins and 1 loss in the season. Adams Central already playing one game this week. Knocked off Minden on Tuesday by a score of 52-40. Patriots fell behind 10-3 at the end of the first quarter, but then had a big second period, took control of the ball game, outscored the Whippets 22-6. They went on to win by 12 points at 52-40. Cale Pleak had 16 points to lead Adams Central in that ball game. AC also getting a good performance from Connor Nelson coming off the bench. Got some good minutes in there and scored 8 points as Adams Central knocks off Minden earlier this week by a score of 52-40. Patriots again 9-1 on the season. Their only loss was in the finals of the Bennington Holiday Tournament when they lost to Bennington by a score of 67-53. AC starting the year with wins over Holdridge, Aurora, Sandy Creek, Centura, Wood River, Ord, and Gibbon all before the Christmas break, and then they beat Broken Bow in the first round of that Bennington tournament, losing to Bennington the following night and then coming back with that win over Minden on Tuesday at 52-40. Adams Central, a team that's averaging 59 points per ball game on offense, giving up 43.8 on the defensive end. They are playing without Evan Lindblad. He got injured. He turned his ankle in the first ball game of that Bennington Holiday Tournament. He did not play in the ball game against Minden on Tuesday and will not play tonight. Lindblad, a big part of the offense and defense for Adams Central. He's averaging 8.1 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. Arcadia Loup City, this is a team that comes in here with a record of 5 wins and 5 losses on the season. They're coming off of a loss to Fullerton the other night, losing by a score of 52-42. Their wins so far have been against Class D2 opponent Pleasanton, 39-24. They also beat Ansley Litchfield, which is a Class D1 school, 39-28. They also beat Central Valley, a Class D1 school, 67-29. They have beaten Meridian, a Class D1 school, 72-36. And they've beaten Palmer, a Class D2 school, at 62-31. They have lost to Anselma Myrna, also to Gibbon. They've lost to St. Paul, Axtell, and to Fullerton. Your starting lineups tonight are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Rebels of Arcadia Loup City, Steele Sullivan is a 6'1" senior. Sullivan is averaging right now, let's see, checking his totals for you, 6.1 points per ball game. Trey Lewandowski, a 5'11" and senior, averaging 4.3 a game. Grant Lewandowski is a 6-foot junior. Grant is averaging 3.2 points per ball game. Robbie Ritz, he's their go-to man, 6'2" a senior, averaging 18 points per ball game. Then Dalton Peters, 6'5" and a senior, averaging 8.6 points per game. For Adams Central, Garrett Sittner, 6'1" and a junior, averaging 9.1 per game. David Bolin, a 6'1" and sophomore, averaging 17 points per game. Tyler Wormstead, 5'10", and a junior, Wormstead averaging 7.8 points per ball game. Luke Goldenstein, a 6'4" and junior, Goldenstein averaging 2.2 points per game. And then Cale Pleak, a 6'3" and junior, averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, now with 3 locations in Hastings. Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Now the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. All right, back here at the Patriots Gym, high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Arcadia Loop City, again, a newly consolidated program. Adams Central, of course, had Loop City in their conference for years and really had an easy time for the most part to only play Arcadia Loop City, or at least Loop City during the past couple of years. However, last year, their first year of consolidation, I believe, we went up there and lost to this ball club. So this is a team that, again, basically plays a Class D1 and D2 schedule. They're Class C2 now with the consolidation with Arcadia. So we'll see what happens. Adams Central should be a huge favorites in this basketball game here tonight, but that's why we play the game. And Adams Central and Arcadia Loop City scoring off here in boys high school basketball, and the Rebels will control the opening tip. They go right to work with Sullivan. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Arcadia Loop City, and a foul shot is up and in by Dalton Peters. So Peters gets the rebound, the missed shot from Sullivan. It's a 2-0 ball game now. Arcadia Loop City has got to lead. Adams Central down the lane and running one-hander by Bolin Good. David Bolin averaging 17 points per ball game and running one-hander down the lane there. We're tied up at 2 points apiece, just underway, 30 seconds into the ball game here tonight. Here's Sullivan with the ball just across the 10-second line. He's double-teamed now. Here's a Patriots apply the pressure. Lewandowski to Peters. His shot no good. Right in front of the basket, Peters misses the easy one. Rebound comes down to Adams Central, running back the other way. Garrett Sittner now to Pleak. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lewandowski for Arcadia Loop City. The Rebels dressed in their black uniforms here tonight. Criminaler in the white and the red. Shooting to our basket to our left. They lob the ball inside again to Peters. His shot is up and in. Dalton Peters has been averaging 8 points per ball game. Gets their first two field goals of the contest here for the Rebels. 4-2 is the score now. Arcadia Loop City has got the lead here in boys high school basketball. There's Warmstown on the wing, dribbles to the elbow, can't put up a shot, bounce pass down low, grabbing the ball down there is Connor Nelson. His shot is up there, no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound comes down to the Rebels. There comes Lewandowski back the other way. Arcadia Loop City has got the lead over Adams Central. The score is 4-2. There's a Grant Lewandowski, drives it down the right side of the lane, goes for the basket, his shot no good. Rebound is loose, is picked up here by Garrett Sittner. Long pass ahead, they get it to Connor Nelson, stomps and pops. His shot from 12 feet away is no good. Peters with a rebound, has it knocked loose, and it's a whistle. We're going to have, Bolin was out of bounds. Bolin tipped the ball away from Peters, but he was out of bounds, so it's going to be Arcadia Loop City inbounding the basketball here in backcourts. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Dylan Steinkruger. Steinkruger comes in, Sittner checks out. So a quick substitution here in the first quarter, 6:18 to play. It's a 4-2 ball game. Arcadia Loop City has got the lead. Good-sized crowd on hand here tonight at the Patriots gym. There's a Lewandowski with the ball, brings it into the offensive zone. Entry pass to get it inside to Grant Lewandowski. We've got a couple of Lewandowskis out there. There's a three-pointer put up there and in. That's Robbie Ritz. He's their leading scorer. Knocks that one down from the right wing, and it's a 7-2 ball game. So AC off to another slow start tonight. They fell behind 10-3 against Minden on Monday night. There's a shot taken in the lane. No good. Foul shot by Pleak is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Trey Lewandowski. We've got Trey Lewandowski and Grant Lewandowski, and then Conan Lewandowski later on in the ball game, perhaps. There's a Grant Lewandowski. High right side, cross-court pass comes over here to Robbie Ritz. He puts it on the floor, loses control of the ball, but picks it up out here in the three-point territory. Adams Central in a man-to-man defense. Bounce pass goes to Sullivan, drives it down to left side of the lane, all the way to the baseline, puts up a shot over Bolin, no good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up by K.O. Pleak. Pleak has got the ball ahead. Now to Connor Nelson. Down in the right corner, Warmstadt. He drives the baseline toward the goal. Is running one-hander. Is up there and in. Tyler Warmstadt scores for Adams Central. It's now a 7-4 ball game. We are 3 minutes into the contest. 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Now the Patriots attacking here in backcourt. Robbie Ritz with the ball. Just gets it across the 10-second line. And we're going to have a timeout called here by Arcadia Loop City. A timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Need new furniture or a mattress set for home? When other stores say no, Furniture Direct in Hastings says yes. Yes to no credit check financing. Yes to 90 days, same as cash, or take up to a year to pay. Yes to getting your new furniture or mattress today. And yes, it's easy to qualify. Remember, the number one answer is yes. Get approved today at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight in the first quarter of our boys' ball game. 7-4 is the score. Arcadia Loup City has got the lead over Adams Central, and the Rebels have the basketball. Here's Robbie Ritz. They get it inside down to Lewandowski. His pass is deflected and is brought down by Adams Central. First turnover on Arcadia Loup City. It's going to be Warmstadt with a steal as they get the ball ahead. Now to Goldenstein, who shots up and in. Nice pass there by Warmstadt. Luke Goldenstein puts it down through the hole. And it's now a 7-6 ball game. Patriots back within one. Here's Peters at the other end. His shot is good. Dalton Peters scores. And now we've got Zach Foster wanting to call a timeout. Adams Central calls a timeout. Boy, the Rebels beat the Patriots down the floor, and Zach doesn't like that. We've got a timeout, 4:25 to play. We'll be back right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Adams Central has got the ball following the Patriot timeout. Adams Central is trailing by a score of 9-6 here in the ball game. Cale Pleak with the ball. Was it over here on the wing on the right side? That's going to be Bowen. Takes it to the elbow. Throws up a shot. In and out. Back in again. David Bowen hits his second field goal in the ball game. He's got 4 points. That's now a 9-8 ball game. Arcadia Loup City has got the lead. Adams Central attacking here in backcourt. Robbie Ritz bounces off of a player to bring it into the offensive zone. Gets it to Grant Lewandowski. Down to Ritz on the right side. Drives it down the right side of the lane. It's off the window. Good. Robbie Ritz gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 5 points. That's now an 11-8 ball game. Here's a long-range jumper put up there and in. That's a Kyler Warmstadt. Warmstadt gets the field goal. He's now got, that was a three-pointer. Warmstadt throws up the three. He's got 5 points in the ball game. We're tied up now at 11 points apiece. Here's Adams Central. They get a steal now into the forecourt. Warmstadt from the corner. His shot good. Back-to-back threes there for Kyler Warmstadt. And Adams Central goes out on top for the first time at 14-11 with 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Now the ball is deflected out of bounds. So AC forces the turnover down here, and Kyler Warmstadt knocks down a big three-pointer down in the corner. Back-to-back trays for Warmstadt. And just like that, Adams Central has got the lead for the first time tonight. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play. They're in the first quarter, 14-11 to score. Adams Central has got the lead. Grant Lewandowski gets it down low to Peters on the baseline. Shot is up there, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Garrett Sittner. Sittner runs her back the other way. Sittner stops and pops for three. Shot in and out off the left side, no good. Rebound comes down to Peters. Peters gets the ball away to Robbie Ritz into the forecourt. They get the ball ahead to Lewandowski. Lewandowski out there, Ritz now on the wing. Back outside, this is Grant Lewandowski for three. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Garrett Sittner. Sittner runs it back the other way, two on three. Has the ball tipped away. It's loose on the near sideline. It goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Arcadia Loup City. So a turnover on Adams Central. That's going to be their first of the ball game. They average 12 turnovers per ball game. And all of a sudden, I've turned into the gymnasium babysitter up here. I'm surrounded by nothing but kids. 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 14-11 is the score. Adams Central is out on top, and now we got a five-second violation. Five-second violation is called here on Arcadia Loup City, trying to inbound the basketball, so they turn it away. That's the third turnover on the Rebels here in the ball game. Adams Central will play things in here on the near sideline. Garrett Sittner will play things in. David Bowen there in the backcourt brings it across the 10-second line. Goes to Connor Nelson behind a screen from Pleak. Gives the ball away to Pleak. He drives the ball toward the goal, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called here on the Lewandowski of Arcadia Loup City. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Rebels here in the ballgame. Into the contest now for Adams Central is going to be Dylan Steinkruger. Steinkruger into the contest, and coming out is going to be Cale Pleak. 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Adams Central has got the lead, 14-11 here in this one. Entry pass to get it inside to Sittner. Kicks it out to Bowen behind a Sittner screen. Moves it over to Connor Nelson, down the near sideline. Dylan Steinkruger, jump pass goes to the far side to Sittner. He drives the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Sittner scores. Adams Central has now got the lead by a score of 16-11. Patriots again pressuring here in backcourt. A pass is deflected away from Sullivan. It's picked up by Adams Central. Sittner from the free throw line. Shot good. Another turnover that results in points here for Adams Central. Sittner's now got four in the ball game. It's now 18-11. Adams Central with the advantage. Patriots have scored the last 10 points here in the basketball game. Here's Cohen Lewandowski with the ball now. Gets it in the offensive zone. Gives it away to Robbie Ritz. Ritz on the right side on the wing. That's going to be Stephen Burke who's into the ball game. Burke comes over here to Sullivan. His pass is going to be deflected. It's brought down by Sittner. He throws up a shot. Good. But wait a minute. We have a whistle or what? We're going to have a foul called right here at the 10-second line. Sittner threw up about a 40-footer as he just crosses the 10-second line and threw it down through the hole, but it doesn't count. A personal foul is going to be called here on the steal Sullivan for Arcadia Loop City. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number two called on the Rebels here in the first half. Adams Central has got the ball again. That's going to be Bowen driving down the lane. Goes down in the corner to Nelson. His three-pointer is an air ball. No good. Rebound comes down to Stephen Burke now. Stephen Burke drives the ball back the other way. His driving layup is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to David Bowen. Bowen runs her back the other way for Adams Central. Stops at the top of the key. Throws up a three. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stephen Burke. Burke gets it away to Robbie Ritz. Ritz will walk the ball off the floor now. They don't want to play the pace that Adams Central wants to play here tonight. Arcadia Loop City wants to slow things down a little bit. There's a Ritz with the ball, moves to the right sideline, throws up a three. His shot's way off of the mark, no good. Rebound loose, it goes out of bounds, and it was last touch there by Adams Central. So it'll be Arcadia Loop City inbounding the ball, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. Lewandowski will play things in. Trey Lewandowski gets it into Grant Lewandowski. Drives, puts up a seven-footer, good. Grant Lewandowski scores for Arcadia Loop City. That's his first field goal of the ball game. It's now 18-13. Bombs away. Nelson for three from the corner is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sittner. Keeps it alive here for the Patriots. Moves it over on the right side. Down to Dylan Steinkruger. Now to Bowen. Running one-hander down the baseline. A shot up and in. David Bowen now with 6 points in the ball game. 20-13. Adams Central out on top by seven here in the first quarter. Pressure by the Patriots in backcourt. Grant Lewandowski, his pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted here by Sittner. Sittner goes to Nelson. Shot no good as he misses the driving layup. And the rebound comes down to Arcadia Loop City. Now the right sideline is Ritz, and a blocking foul is going to be called here on Sittner of Adams Central. The first foul on Garrett Sittner. That's going to be team foul number one on the Patriots. It's going to be Arcadia Loop City inbounding the ball for the far side. Cale Pleak is going to come into the ball game now for AC. And also coming into the ball game is going to be Josh Pfeiffer. So big old Josh Pfeiffer is going to come into the ball game now. 6'3" and a senior. Checks into the contest. Here's Grant Lewandowski with the ball for Arcadia Loop City. He holds it out here in three-point territory. Drives it against Pleak. Now retreats out here into three-point territory on the right side. Lewandowski has to get rid of it. He does to Trey Lewandowski. Trey dribbling with the ball. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Or 10 seconds on the game clock. Driving for the basket. We got a foul called. That was Grant Lewandowski taking it to the hole there, and he has fouled in the play. It's going to go on Pfeiffer. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on Adams Central. 6.9 seconds to play. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Grant Lewandowski. It's going to be no good from three. Rebound comes down to Pleak. Pleak down to Sittner. His shot from backcourt is no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. So AC getting off to a slow start, and I'll tell you what, once they kicked her in gear, they've got the lead here over Arcadia Loop City at the end of one. It's Adams Central 20, Arcadia Loop City 13. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Tomorrow will be at the Tiger Gym up at Hastings High. Hastings will take on Lexington tomorrow. We'll have the doubleheader for you here on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos not playing on our normal Saturday afternoon, so we'll have Hastings High basketball for you tomorrow. Tigers and Lexington. Girls game begins at 3:30 with the boys at about 5:15. Pre-game show at 3:15 tomorrow afternoon. Here on 1230 KHIS. So Adams Central fell behind 7-2 in the first quarter, but the Patriots have responded nicely, and the Patriots now have the lead after one quarter. The score is 20-13 over Arcadia Loop City. And the Patriots will have the opening possession here in the second period. Patriots dressed in their white uniforms, their blue trim, shooting to our basket to our right here tonight, the Patriots gym. Here's K.O. Pleak. He drives the ball to the basket. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Lewandowski. Trey Lewandowski now trapped in backcourt. We got a timeout called by Arcadia Loop City. Lewandowski was trapped along the baseline, so they're trying to save the possession here, and they call the timeout. 7:41 to play. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings, located at 405 East 14th Street. We'll be back with more after this.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriot Gym, 7 minutes and 40 seconds to play. In the first half, 20-13 is the score. Adams Central is out on top. Lewandowski bringing the ball back now for Arcadia Loop City. Gets it into the offensive zone. Adams Central still in the man-to-man defense. This is Trey Lewandowski being pressured out there by Nelson. Finally gets the ball away to Robbie Ritz. Ritz looking to penetrate. Can't do anything. Comes over here to Sullivan. Left side of the lane. Dives the ball to the hole. He's going to be, the ball's going to be knocked out of his hands. It goes out of bounds. Good block there by AC. A couple of Patriots right there. The ball goes trickling over the end line, and it's going to be Arcadia Loop City inbounding the basketball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 7 minutes and 15 seconds to play here. As they will play things in, it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Boland, so Arcadia Loop City turns the ball away. Here's a three-pointer by Sittner. It's going to be up there, no good. Rebound Sullivan for the Arcadia Loop City Rebels. He has problems with it. The ball's going to be picked up here by Grant Lewandowski. Grant Lewandowski runs her back the other way. Stops at the elbow, right side of the lane. Gets it inside the free throw circle to Sullivan. Sullivan turns, hands the ball away to Robbie Ritz. Spins, takes it to the free throw line, puts up a shot, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds. It's saved by Nelson. Nice save by Nelson, provided in the hands of Ritz as he drives the ball to the goal and scores. So Nelson had a nice save before it went out of bounds. The ball flipped right to Robbie Ritz, and he scores. It's now a 20-15 ball game. And driving the ball to the basket at the other end, finding his seam in the defense and scoring is David Boland. Boland has now got 8 points in the basketball game for Adams Central. It's a 22-15 ball game. Lewandowski with the ball here on the near side. He brings it across the 10-second line, drives it down the right side of the lane. The ball is poked away and is picked up by Sittner. His seventh turnover. His pass is going to be intercepted right back. A pass down the floor to Lewandowski. Shot good. Adams Central turns the ball away after they forced the turnover. It's now a 22-17 ball game. Adams Central has got a 5-point lead. Patriots with the ball. There's a Bullen. Free throw line jumper is put up there. It's short. No good. Rebound goes to the far sideline. It's picked up there by Grant Lewandowski. Lewandowski puts it on the floor and dribbles back the other way. He's met there defensively by David Bullen. Lewandowski moves it to the left side of the floor. Stops. Bounce pass goes down in the corner to Peters. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Ritz for three. Shot is up there. Good. Robbie Ritz knocks down a three-pointer. He's already got 10 points in the ball game for Arcadia Loop City. And bam, just like that, 22-20 is the score. Adams Central with a two-point lead. There's Kyler Warmstadt with the ball to Nelson. Down in the corner now to Bullen. He drives the ball toward the goal. A pass down in the right corner to Sittner. His shot from three is going to be no good. Lewandowski tries to save it. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Arcadia Loop City ball as Lewandowski knocks it off of a Adams Central defender down there. That was Kyler Warmstadt. So the Rebels will play things in here in backcourt. Arcadia Loop City down by just 2 points. The Rebels can grab the lead here with a three-point field goal. 5 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the second quarter. Adams Central 22, Arcadia Loop City 20. Adams Central again attacking here in backcourt. Sullivan has got the ball. He drives it. Here's a pass to Peters. His shot's going to be blocked down. And it's picked up by Adams Central. A nice block there by Luke Goldenstein, who's into the ball game now for Adams Central. From the deep left corner, a shot thrown up there by Warmstadt. That's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Arcadia Loop City ball. Running into the second row of the bleachers there was Dylan Steinkruger to try to grab it for the Patriots. 4 minutes and 56 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, Adams Central has got the lead, but just by a bucket, 22-20 is the score. Here's a Cohen Lewandowski with the ball now. Lewandowski moves it to the left side of the floor. Lewandowski picks up the dribble, gets it to a Sullivan. Sullivan moves it over on the right side. to Lewandowski. This is Grant Lewandowski. He dribbles the ball to the free throw line, stops there. Now he's in trouble, has to get rid of it. The ball stopped away and is picked up by Adams Central. The eighth turnover here by Arcadia Loop City. Ball is still loose. Now we got a foul called down here. Follow the bouncing ball, and finally we got a personal foul called. That's going to go on Grant Lewandowski of Arcadia Loop City. That's going to be his first foul. Stephen Burke into the ball game now for the Rebels. He replaces Lewandowski. Into the ball game for Adams Central. Cale Pleak also returning. Garrett Sittner. Connor Nelson's going to check out. Also coming out of the ball game will be Dylan Steinkruger. 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first half. 22-20. Adams Central has got a two-point lead. Tyler Warmstad with the ball around the Goldenstein screen. Puts up a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Robbie Ritz. So, again, Arcadia Loop City can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. They throw the ball on the far side. It's lost out of bounds. Trying to get the ball to Steele Sullivan, and he threw it out of bounds. Turnover number 9 on Arcadia Loop City. Adams Central 9-1 on the season. Arcadia Loop City, they are 5-5. Here's David Bullen from the left side of the lane. His shot good. Bullen throws up a little 10-footer. Got loose off of a screen. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. It's 24-20. Adams Central with the lead. Robbie Ritz with the ball down the right sideline. He's double-teamed. Triple-teamed. Gets the ball to Sullivan. Now inside. They get it to Ritz again, and his shot is no good, but he's fouled in the play. Adams Central committing the personal foul here in the lane. The shot's going to go on to Cale Pleak. The basket did go down through the hole. They're going to give him the field goal. So it's 24-22. Robbie Ritz gets the field goal. Now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. 24-22, a two-point lead for AC. Ritz's free throw is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Down for the rebound. It's brought down by Goldenstein. Adams Central leading by 2 points. Patriots have the ball. Driving to the hole is going to be Warmstadt, but he's fouling the play on the way in. Tyler Warmstadt is fouled here by Robbie Ritz. That's going to be the first foul on Ritz. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be AC playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Into the ball game now for Arcadia Loop City is going to be Grant Lewandowski. AC plays things in. Warmstadt behind his screen. Gives the ball away now to David Bullen. He drives the ball, and he loses control of it out of bounds. Bullen trying to take it to the hole, and he loses control of the ball out of bounds. So the Patriots turn it over for the third time here tonight. 24-22. Adams Central with a two-point lead with 3:35 to play here in the second quarter. Here's Steele Sullivan with the ball. Now to Cohen Lewandowski. Races into the offensive zone. Feeds down in the corner. Peters for three. Way off the mark. No good. Ball tapped around and is picked up here by Cale Pleak. Pleak gets the ball now to Sittner into the forecourt. Here's David Bullen with it. Bullen comes out to the top of the key to Pleak. Drives it down to Wayne. His shot could be blocked down, but a foul called. And Pleak will go to the free throw line now to shoot a couple of shots here as he was mauled in the act of shooting. The personal foul is called on Dalton Peters. That's going to be his first team foul number 5 on the Rebels here in this first half of play. Cale Pleak will go to the free throw line. 88% foul shooter in the season for Adams Central. He has hit 15 out of 17 from the charity stripe. And a shot is up there. That one is down through the hole. It's good. Cale had a good ball game the other night while he played at Minden as he scored 16 points in the ball game. 14 of those were in the first half of play. Adams Central has now got a three-point lead, 25-22. 3:14 to play. Cale Pleak's next free throw is up there. It's going to be good. First two free throws of the night for Adams Central. Pleak knocks him down, and the Patriots now have a four-point lead at 26-22. The Patriots again attacking here in backcourt. Robbie Ritz will clear things out, and he'll bring things up one-on-one here against Luke Goldenstein. Walks it across the 10-second line. Robbie Ritz now one-on-one against Goldenstein. Throws it to the far side to Lewandowski. He's double-teamed over there. Now we got a jump ball called. A jump ball is called as Cohen Lewandowski was tied up in the play. The Patriots had a double-team over there. But the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Rebels, so Arcadia Loop City will inbound the ball off the far sideline. As Grant Lewandowski ready to trigger things in, he does to Cohen Lewandowski. Back to Grant Lewandowski. High right side, 200 pass comes out here to Robbie Ritz. Around a Lewandowski screen, moves it to the basket. His shot's up there, it's no good. He misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Sittner. Long pass ahead to Connor Nelson. Nelson gets it outside the ring. A three-pointer is thrown up there, no good by Steinkruger. And the rebound comes down here to Dalton Peters. Peters sends it to the right sideline to Lewandowski. He tries to dribble between a couple of defenders. The ball is knocked loose. Lewandowski picks her back up. Down the right sideline to Robbie Ritz. Robbie Ritz looking to penetrate. Foul is going to be called here. They're going Steinkruger. Dylan Steinkruger picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on the Patriots here in the first half of play. So this is a non-shooting situation. Tyler Wormstad comes back into the ball game now for AC, replacing Luke Goldenstein. 2 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in this first half. It's 26-22. Adams Central out on top. The inbounds pass comes in there to Ritz, and he's going to be immediately fouled into play. A couple of cheap fouls here. This one goes on Connor Nelson. That's going to be his first. Five team fouls now on the Patriots. Here comes Josh Pfeiffer back into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Dylan Steinkruger. Arcadia Loop City, 5-5 on the season. Adams Central at 9-1 coming into the ball game here tonight. 26-22 is the score. The Patriots have the lead. Grant Lewandowski's got the ball. They get it down low. Is a shot by Ritz. Turnaround jumper off of the baseline is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Tyler Wormstad with a rebound. He puts it on the floor. Hustles back the other way. Stops at the top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Wormstad took it right to the hole there, and he is fouled in the play. Personal is going to be whistled on Ritz. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Robbie Ritz. This will be a shooting foul. Tyler Wormstad will go to the free throw line. Wormstad is a 77% foul shooter on the season. He's hit 7 out of 9 from the free throw line. He scored 5 points the other night at Minden. Tyler Wormstad will have a couple of shots here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. His first one is up there and in. Patriots now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line here in the ball game. Steele Sullivan comes into the ball game now for Arcadia Loop City. Going out is going to be Robbie Ritz. Wormstad back to the free throw line for the Patriots. Sets the sneeze. Shot is up there. Good. Adams Central is a team pretty good from the foul line. They're hitting 75%. So Pfeiffer comes out. Here comes Goldenstein back in. Adams Central is now out by 6 points at 28-22. Cohen Lewandowski has got the ball here in backcourt to the far sideline. The Rebels get into the offensive zone, but now Stephen Burke is going to be called for a palming violation. Stephen Burke called for the palming violation. Turnover number 10 on Arcadia Loop City here in the first half of play. Adams Central playing things in just by the 2 minute mark now. 28-22. Patriots have the lead. Bolin for three. Shot good. Boy, he doesn't need much room. David Bolin throws up a 3-pointer from the top of the key. He cans one there. He's got 13 points in the ballgame. 31-22. And now Arcadia Loop City loses control of the ball again out of bounds. Adams Central pressuring here in backcourt. And now the Rebels having a tough time getting the ball set up here offensively. They've turned the ball away the past couple of times down the floor. They've now got 11 turnovers in the ball game, and Adams Central has converted on the other end. 31-22 is the score now. Adams Central leading by 9 points. Minute and 45 seconds to play. Bolin from 10, shot good. David Bolin now with 15 points in the ball game. Adams Central leading by a score of 33-22. Here's Cohen Lewandowski with the ball. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Goldenstein. His shot's going to be no good. Goldenstein gets his rebound and follows with a score. Luke Goldenstein gets a steal, a missed shot, a rebound, and a field goal. All in one possession there. That's 35-22. Patriots leading by 13 points. The Patriot defense has been outstanding here in this one against Arcadia Loop City tonight. Trey Lewandowski has got the ball to Sullivan. Pounds it down low to Grant Lewandowski. He can't put up a shot. Dribbles down in the corner. Being picked up out there by Kyler Wormstad. His pass comes out here to Trey Lewandowski. Mishandles the ball. Picks it up near the 10-second line. Lewandowski looking. Finally, he gets rid of it to a Cohen Lewandowski. 50 seconds to play. Here's a Grant Lewandowski. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Is running one-hander. Is up there and good. He runs over a man and the foul is called. I think there's going to be an offensive foul. Yeah, an offensive foul is going to be called here on Grant Lewandowski as he runs over Connor Nelson. Grant Lewandowski picks up his second personal foul. Connor Nelson comes out. Took a hit there. He might be seeing a star or two as he comes to the near sideline as Grant Lewandowski runs into him down to the left side of the lane. So Arcadia Loop City has 2 points wiped off of the board there. Adams Central is leading by 13 points. It's 35-22. Patriots have the ball back the other way now. David Bolin drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there and good. David Bolin now with 17 points in the ball game. 37-22. Adams Central has got the lead. Blowing things open here in the second quarter after the Rebels played a pretty good first quarter. There's Lewandowski, lobs the ball down low to Peters. His shot's blocked down, but a foul called. Tyler Wormsat going out and helping out a little bit down low on the baseline right side. Goes up with a block. Gets a piece of the ball, but also got the body. And Wormsat is hit with his first personal foul. Dalton Peters will go to the free throw line now for Arcadia Loup City. He's got 6 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's an air ball. Nice form. Nice touch in the ball, but it was an air ball from the free throw line. So he misses that one. Dalton Peters will have another one. 22.7 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. That hits the back iron. No good. So he misses a pair of free throws. Rebound comes down here to Adams Central. David Bolin has got the ball now for the Patriots. Hangs onto it as he dribbles just across the 10-second line. 9 seconds to go. Now Bolin has the ball knocked loose. It's picked up by the Rebels running back the other way. A driving layup is going to be no good by Burke, but he's fouling the play. Stephen Burke took that ball away from David Bolin. Took her down the floor, and he was fouling the play by Kyler Wormsat. So Stephen Burke will go to the free throw line here for Arcadia Loup City. This will be his first free throw of the season. And his shot is up there. The shot is no good. Arcadia Loup City is a team hitting 53% of their free throw tosses this year, 45% from the field, and 25% from three-point territory. Next shot by Burke is up there. It's no good. Rebound Adams Central, 2 seconds, 1 second. Bolin gets the ball to Sittner from the corner. His shot is no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. So Adams Central has opened up a 15-point lead here at halftime as they outscore Arcadia Loup City in the quarter, 17-9. And they're out on top here at halftime. It's Adams Central 37, Arcadia Loup City 22. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriots gym, Adams Central out on top of Arcadia Loup City by a score of 37-22. Adams Central led just 20-13 at the end of the first quarter. In fact, it got to be a 22-20 there in the second period, but then AC going on a nice little run there as they went on a 15-2 run, and that's the way we stand right now. It's 37-22. Adams Central out on top. Has been defense here tonight for the Adams Central Patriots. They have already forced 12 turnovers here in the basketball game. So Adams Central out on top here at halftime over Arcadia Loup City, the Rebels here tonight. As we'll spend a couple of minutes with Adams Central girls basketball coach Tim Barker. His ball club picking up a big win tonight in the opener over Arcadia Loup City by a score of 59-39. Coach, congratulations on the win. You guys just kind of took care of business in the old ball game here tonight. And you got out to the 20-point win.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you run into some teams that are shooting the ball pretty well, and that can kind of change some of what you want to do. And I thought their girls did a nice job of working the ball around and getting some good shots. And you know, we had a chance to kind of stretch the lead out, but they never really let us. We talked about that kind of some pregame stuff about answering runs, and they did a good job early. And really proud of the way our girls came out of the halftime.
Out of the half, you wanted a 12-0 run there to kind of increase that lead, and then you were never threatened out of that. Talk about the just first couple of minutes of the second half with the 12-0 run.
Well, you know, it's that same old thing where if you're trying to press somebody and you can't score, it's hard to set up your press. And we were able to get that first shot to go down and get in the press, and then we got an easy basket off the press on a turnover, and then that was followed up by another one, and then we were able to get a turnover and, you know, able to get some good shots and some momentum going, and you know, it was on a 12-0 run before they were able to answer it, and then that stretched it out to 20 points, and then you get to play a little bit more comfortable and do a few more things at that point.
When you're playing a team like this that plays the zone defense and a slow-down game, it's just kind of hard to get into the flow of your offense. You're a team that kind of wants to get up and down the floor a little bit, but this team is just hard to do that.
Yeah, and this is completely opposite of what we talked about with Minden, who stretches the zone and takes away your shooters. They packed it inside to try and take away the post players, so it was completely opposite of what we were seeing, and then we're going to see another zone tomorrow night again, and we'll have to kind of make some adjustments to that. But I was glad to see our kids take the shots that were there tonight.
You know, playing the zone, most of the shots were from three-point range. You guys were raining three balls tonight, 10 three-pointers in the ball game tonight.
Yeah, 11 we actually were able to get there, and Brittany's a kid that can hit a lot of threes, and Jackie's coming around, still coming off that wrist still a little bit, getting that in shape. And so that's something that we can do, and that's something that they kind of challenged us to do. So, you know, when a team's going to give you that and you've got some shooters out there, you know, we were going to take them.
So Adams Central wins it tonight by a score of 59-39 over Arcadia Loup City. You improve now on the season to 7 wins, actually 8 wins and 3 losses on the year now, with a tough conference game tomorrow at the St. Paul. And like you said, that's a much-improved team. I think they're above the 500 mark. So St. Paul, every time you go up there, it seems to be a dogfight.
Oh, yeah, it is. Their kids play really hard, and they really defend their home court well. So we got to make sure that we do a couple of things, really, and that's to keep them off the boards and make sure that we take care of the ball.
Yeah, St. Paul currently 6-4 on the season, so a team that's had some success here this year. And right now you just want to continue to build on what you're doing here, and like we said in the pregame, trying to grab some momentum here in the middle part of the schedule.
Absolutely. It's really important right now to kind of get things going and make sure that, you know, you stay confident and you stay with the things that are getting you to where you need to be. I thought our defense was okay. They just knocked down some shots tonight. They shot a pretty good percentage, and that can make it kind of tough, you know, where you don't feel like you're playing good defense, but I thought we were. We gave up some extra baskets at times. You know, but that happens. You get kind of picky sometimes. But overall, I thought we did a pretty good job. But it is important for us to stay aggressive against the zones and still try and – otherwise, you can play against the zone and maybe only get them to foul 4 or 5 times, but that just isn't good basketball. So we've got to stay aggressive, work inside, outside against the zone.
Yeah, you didn't have many opportunities from the free throw line. But I'll tell you what, Brittany Wiseman, Jackie Fowler, they knock them down tonight. And we talked about the three-pointers. Both of those girls were on tonight.
Yep, they are, and they're good shooters. We saw that all summer, especially from Brittany, and hopefully we can keep that going now that they kind of, you know, teams want to sit inside and make us shoot outside, then I guess we will.
Okay, congratulations on the win, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep, Tim Marker, the head coach for the Adams Central Patriots. Again, they win the girls' ball game here tonight, 59-39 over Arcadia Loup City. So the Patriots are now 8-3 on the season as they get ready to play at St. Paul tomorrow night. We're at halftime of the boys' ball game. The score is 37-22. Adams Central has got the lead as I continue my babysitting here at halftime, getting paid no extra money tonight for my babysitting chores at Adams Central. But we'll come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
Goodyear. Driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear,
more driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriot Gym here tonight. Boys High School basketball in 1230 KHAS. Moving right along, the girls game, kind of a quick one tonight. And not a whole lot of free throws here in the boys contest either. Just four for Adams Central, five for Arcadia Loop City. We'll check the scoring here at halftime. Our stats brought to you by The Food Cupboard in Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. They're located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop at The Food Cupboard and save big today. Adams Central getting 17 points in the first half of play from David Bolin. Bolin has knocked down 1 3-pointer in the ball game. The rest on 2-point field goal, so he's got 17 points here at halftime. Also in double figures for EC is Kyler Warmstadt. He has got 4 field goals, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 10 points. Garrett Sittner, he's got a couple of field goals and 4 points for AC. Luke Goldenstein, he's got 2 field goals for 4. And Cale Pleak, he's got a couple of free throws and 2 attempts. He's got 2 points in the ball game tonight. Adams Central, 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. They've got 3 turnovers in the basketball game. Meanwhile, Robbie Ritz, he's leading the way for Arcadia Loop City. He's got 12 points in the ball game. Robbie Ritz, he's got a couple of 3-pointers in the ball game. He's got 3 2-point field goals, and he's 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Ritz leading the way with 12. They've got Dalton Peters. He hit the first couple of field goals for Arcadia Loop City. Has added one since. He's got 6 points in the ball game on 3 field goals. They've got Grant Lewandowski with 2 points and a field goal. Trey Lewandowski, he's got a field goal for 2. Arcadia Loop City currently 0-out-of-5 from the free throw line there in the first half of play. Your halftime stats brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. With great discounts now on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more, stop in and see them. They're at Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. High school basketball continues tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHS. Normally our Hastings College basketball day, but the Broncos have the off week this weekend. So that allows us to bring you more high school coverage tomorrow. We'll be at the Hastings High Tiger Gym as Hastings will take on the Lexington Minute Maids and Minute Men. The girls' ball game begins at 3:30 tomorrow with the boys to follow at about 5:15. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 3:15 tomorrow afternoon from the jungle as Hastings High gets set to take on the Lexington Minute Maids and Minute Men. The other two high schools also going to be in action tomorrow. Adams Central has got a girls' boys' basketball doubleheader, as we mentioned, at St. Paul. At Hastings St. Cecilia, they'll be playing on the road tomorrow at Lincoln Christian. Again, at halftime here in boys' high school basketball, Adams Central leading Arcadia Loop City by a score of 37-22. We'll come back with the second half right after this.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we start the second half of play. Adams Central with the opening possession. Patriots will shoot to our basket to our left. And now Arcadia Loop City has gone to a zone defense here. They start the second half. There's a Sittner. His shot is up there from 15. No good. Tap try by Pleak. No good. Rebound comes down to Connor Nelson. Keeps it alive. Adams Central has got the ball. Here's Nelson from the corner. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebounded again on the weak side. That time by Adams Central's Warmstadt. Now we got a foul called. So the Patriots with 3 shots to the hole there. They couldn't convert. Now the Patriots called for being out of bounds. Wormstat grabs the ball, but he was out of bounds on the far side. So Arcadia Loop City will play things in. Down the far sideline, Robbie Ritz gets to Sullivan in the lane. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Pleak. Hale Pleak has got the ball for AC to the near sideline to Connor Nelson. Nelson gets it out to Bolin. Bolin trying to penetrate down the left side of the lane. Running one-hander, good. That was too easy. David Bolin scores. He's got 19 points in the ball game. Adams Central leading by 17 points now here in the third quarter. 39-22. Pressure again by the Patriots here in backcourt. Robbie Ritz breaks the pressure. Bounce pass right side of the lane is tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. Taken away here by Bolin, running back the other way. Turnover number 13 now on Arcadia Loop City. Bolin jump pass down in the corner. Nelson for three. Off of the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Trey Lewandowski. Lewandowski has got the ball here. Pressure in backcourt is going to be taken away by Bolin, and a foul is going to be called. Bolin took the ball away there from Lewandowski, and Trey Lewandowski just reaches out there and tackles David Bolin as he was trying to get possession of the ball. And Trey Lewandowski is going to be guilty of his second personal foul. Team foul number one on Arcadia Loop City. Nelson out of the ball game now for Adams Central. Coming back in is going to be Luke Goldenstein. 6 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in quarter number three. Adams Central has got the lead by 17 points, 39-22. Sittner with the ball. Sittner down to Wormstat to Sittner. Down in the corner now to Bolin. Back out to Sittner. Comes across the top to Wormstat. Tyler Wormstat looking to dribble inside. Instead goes down in the corner to Bolin. Bounce pass goes inside to Pleak. A shot's going to be blocked down by Peters. And the ball is recovered here by Sullivan. Nice job there by Peters, the post player for the Arcadia Loop City Rebels. They got the ball back the other way. Now Peters has got the ball deep in the corner. Comes out to Trey Lewandowski. Lewandowski picked up by Wormstat. Out of the free throw line. Dribbling the ball is going to be Grant Lewandowski. And we're going to have a foul called here as Lewandowski took the ball in the hole. A foul is going to be called on Bolin. David picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one on the Patriots here in this second half of play. Rebels will play things in way outside down to Grant Lewandowski. Adams Central stays with their man-to-man defense here. On the wing is Robbie Ritz. Lobs the ball inside. It's going to be too far for Peters out of bounds. Peters posted up on the right side of the lane. Robbie Ritz tried to give him the ball and threw it too far. Goes out of bounds. Turnover number 14 in the ball game now for the Rebels. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 39-22. Adams Central is out on top. David Bolin with the ball. He takes a three-pointer. Shot good. Came into the forecourt. They set a little screen for him and cans a three-pointer. Bolin has now got 22 points in the ball game for Adams Central. That's a 42-22 ball game. Patriots have the lead. Here's Ritz at the other end. His shot off the baseline is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bolin. Runs her back the other way. Bolin, nice pass. They get it down low to Goldenstein. Goldenstein in the right corner to Wormstat. Three-pointer good. Tyler Wormstat wide open in the right corner. He hits the three-pointer. Now Arcadia Loop City wants to call a timeout. The timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings, call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings, just south of the Sonic Drive-In, or online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Girls basketball final, Boone Central, Newman Grove over O'Neill tonight, 57-25. In boys basketball halftime score, Bruning Davenport Shickley has got a one-point lead over Giltner, 26-25. Halftime score, boys, Wahoo 40, Syracuse 19. Halftime, boys play, Plattsmouth over Elkhorn, 31-27. Ralston leading Omaha Groves, 45-38 heading into the fourth quarter. Millard North. And Omaha North, it looks like Omaha North with a lead over Millard North, 40-16. Exeter Milligan is leading Shelby Rising City. They are in the, looks like halftime right now, 29-18 is the score. Exeter Milligan has got the lead. Halftime, that's a halftime, but your scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct. Here's a shot by Peters right in front of the basket. It's good. So Dalton Peters scoring there for Arcadia Loop City. And the score now is 45-24. Adams Central has got the lead. Here's David Boland on the right sideline. Dribble penetration. Kicks it out here. That's Kyler Wormsat with the ball. Wormsat, he drives it down the lane. Nice disc, but it's right through the fingertips of Boland out of bounds. Boland wasn't looking for the pass there. That's going to be four turnovers now on Adams Central. So Arcadia Loup City has got the ball here with 4 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the third quarter. Sullivan has got it now in backcourt to Lewandowski. Lewandowski is double teamed. Adams Central goes for the steal. They get away. Robbie Ritz underneath the basket. His shot is taken there by Burke. It's going to be no good, but the ball is lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Pleak down there for AC. So it's going to be Arcadia Loup City inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket here. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play. We are in the third quarter here at the Patriot Gym. Robbie Ritz with the ball. Gets it back to Burke. He loses control of it, but it's slapped out of his hands out of bounds. Again, get his hands on it there for Adams Central as Goldenstein. Coming out of the ball game now is going to be Cale Pleak. Into the contest will be Connor Nelson. Head coach Zach Foster also coming out of there is going to be Wormsat for Adams Central. 4 minutes and 17 seconds to play. It is a 45-24 ball game. There's a pass inside to Lewandowski. His shot's going to be no good. And again, the ball is lost out of bounds. But this time, AC will play things in here in backcourt. 4:13 to play here in the third quarter. The Patriots out on top. They had a 37-22 lead at halftime. Coming back with the basketball is going to be Garrett Sittner as he brings it across the 10-second line. Bounce pass goes on the far side there to Wormsat. They work it back around to the left wing. That's going to be Boland. His little scoop shot is up there at end. Boland makes it look easy there. He's got 24 points in the ball game now. 47-24. Adams Central out on top. Ritz loses control of the ball in backcourt, but a foul's going to be called. Reaching in foul's going to be called there on Goldenstein of Adams Central. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number two on the Patriots here in the basketball game. In the second half, Arcadia Loup City will play things in. There's Robbie Ritz with the ball. Gets it into the forecourt now to Burke, to Robbie Ritz. Left side to Lewandowski. Bombs away for three. The shot's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Boland. David Boland runs her back the other way. Three on two. Boland, two-handed pass over to Steinkruger. Down on the baseline, Sittner drives it toward the goal. Pass down to the corner to Connor Nelson. Back out on the wing. Boland's running one-hander in the lane. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down here to Robbie Ritz. Robbie Ritz has got it for Arcadia Loup City as he runs her back the other way behind his screen. Down the right side of the lane. Goes for the rack, and a foul is going to be called. A personal is going to be called here on Steinkruger of Adams Central. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three on the Patriots here in the second half. Wormsat comes back into the ball game now, and Garrett Sittner will come to the bench. Steven Burke will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it to Sullivan as he wheels in the lane, puts up a shot. It's off of the mark, no good. And a rebound comes down here to Adams Central. Connor Nelson with a rebound. Approaches the 10-second line, loses control of the ball. Nelson picks her back up. Now to a Kyler Wormsat. Wormsat dribbles to the top of the key, and now the Patriots will set up offensively. Here's Steinkruger. Skip pass goes to the far sideline to Boland. He drives the ball inside, gives the ball away now to Connor Nelson. Stops at the elbow, and now Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. Adams Central calls a timeout. 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the third quarter. Timeout brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings, located on South Burlington, just south of the Sonic Drive-In. Or check them out online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. We'll be back with more after this.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS as we welcome you back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Tomorrow, Hastings Tiger basketball for you on 1230 KHAS. We'll be at the Jungle. Hastings High taking on the Lexington Minute Maids and Minute Men tomorrow. Girls' ball game will go at 3:30. The boys to follow at 5:15. We'll be on there at 3:15 tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHS. As Hastings College enjoys the weekend off, we'll bring you additional high school basketball coverage on a Saturday. And we'll be at the Tiger Gym for that one tomorrow afternoon. Here's Bolin for three. Shot is going to be off of the front iron. No good. Bolin gets his own rebound on the right side of the lane. David Bolin now drives it toward the goal. Is running one-hander good. David Bolin now with 26 in the ball game tonight here against Arcadia Loup City. Averages 17 on the year. It's now a 49-24 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead here on this one. Here's bombs away again for Trey Lewandowski. His shot for three. Good. Trey Lewandowski throws it up from the wing on the left side. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 49-27. There's David Bolin with the ball top of the key. Comes over to Nelson. He'll throw up a three-pointer. His shot's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Grant Lewandowski. Lewandowski's two-handed pass comes across the 10-second line to Cohen Lewandowski. His shot for three is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. Good. Trey Lewandowski. Lewandowski now is 7 in the ball game for Arcadia Loup City. 49-29. It's a 20-point lead for AC. Here's AC back in their offensive zone. Sittner has got it down there deep in the right corner. Comes out to K.O. Pleak. The free throw line out of Bowen. Drives it down to left side of the lane. Down in the corner. Nelson for three. Shot is up there. It is tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be Arcadia Loup City basketball. Last up there by the Patriots. I think that was Pleak down there. Coming into the ball game is going to be Luke Goldenstein. Goldenstein comes in. Connor Nelson checks out. A minute and 34 seconds to play. It's 49-29. We're in the third quarter. Adams Central looking for their 10th win of the season here tonight. Arcadia Loup City loses control of the ball as they come into the offensive zone. That was Stephen Burke who couldn't control it. Adams Central gets it back. Bolin for three. His shot is up there. That one is around the rim and down. Bolin knocks down another three-pointer. He's got 29 in the ball game. That's 52-29. Here's Trey Lewandowski down the right side of the lane, all the way to the goal. A little fake there. Goes up with a shot, and he's hit on the play, and a foul called. As Lewandowski will now go to the free throw line for the Arcadia Loup City Rebels. The personal foul is whistled here on Adams Central. Cale Pleak picks up his second personal foul. Trey Lewandowski will go to the free throw line here. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. I think after tonight, I'll get ready to write another chapter in my memoirs someday when I retire. This night will definitely go down as one of my chapters in my new book. Trey Lewandowski will go to the free throw line for a second shot here. It's up there, and the shot is going to be off of the mark. No good, so he misses a pair of free throws, and the rebound comes down to AC. David Bolin hustles back the other way to Steinkruger. He jacks up a three. His shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Wormstad. He could have put it right back through the hole, but he comes out here in the three-point territory and gives it to Sittner. He throws up a three and scores. Why take the two when he can knock down a three? Sittner's got 7 points in the ball game. It's now 55-29. Adams Central blowing the Rebels right out of here tonight. Here's a Steele Sullivan with the ball on the far sideline. The Patriots still attacking in backcourt. The Patriot defense has been good here tonight. There's a pass to the near sideline. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Goldenstein over here to knock it out of bounds for Adams Central. Grant Lewandowski will play things in now for Arcadia Loup City. Here comes Dawson Eckhart into the ball game now for Adams Central. He's going to replace David Bolin, who's going to get a breather here at the end of the third quarter. There's a shot by Sullivan. It's off of the right side. No good. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Arcadia Loup City basketball. 55-29 is the score. Adams Central led 37-22 at halftime. Here comes Pfeiffer back into the ball game now for Adams Central. Tyler Wormstad will check out. Arcadia Loup City will inbound the ball. They come way out to the 10-second line to Grant Lewandowski. Bounce pass goes over to Sullivan. To Lewandowski. Lewandowski touches the top of his head to set up a play here with 20 seconds to play. Lewandowski drives the ball down the lane. He goes for the hole. His shot's going to be up there. No good. He runs into Goldenstein. Now the ball is loose. It's picked up here by Lewandowski. A two to the whistle, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul here will go on Adams Central's Eckhart. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number five on the Patriots here in the second half. It's going to be Arcadia Loup City inbounding the basketball off of the far sideline. Lewandowski gets it out here. Wheeling in the lane. Here's Stephen Burke. His shot is up there no good, and Burke tips the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central ball now with 1.9 seconds to play in the third quarter. Adams Central will have to come to the length of the floor here. Eckhart will inbound the ball. They get it to Steinkruger from backcourt. His shot is up there. It hits the backboard from about three-quarters court, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Adams Central cruising to the win here tonight. The Patriots have the lead after three. Adams Central 55, Arcadia Loup City 29. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. All Adams Central here tonight. Patriots out on top of Arcadia Loup City by a score of 55-29. This is a team that surprised the Patriots a year ago. It went up to Loup City and played this squad. Adams Central, I assume, heavily favored in that basketball game, I would imagine. And the Patriots were beaten by this squad a year ago, but not tonight. Adams Central has looked pretty good, and it's 55-29 here in the ball game. Arcadia Loup City will have the opening possession here in the fourth quarter of play. Robbie Ritz, bounce pass, will be intercepted. Intercepted at the 15th turnover on Arcadia Loup City here in the basketball game. Adams Central comes back. Wormstead right down the lane. His scoop shot good. Took it right to the hole and scores. Wormstead now at 15 in the ball game for Adams Central, and it's now a 57-29 ball game. The defense here for Adams Central has been very good. Grant Lewandowski with the ball. Gets it inside to Sullivan. Loses control of the ball. The scramble is on. And now we got a jump ball called. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Adams Central, so this will be a turnover again on Arcadia Loup City. 21 turnovers for Arcadia Loup City. Rebels, a team that's going to play Shelton next week. This is a team that plays basically class D1, D2 opponents, a handful of C2s and C1s. They haven't beaten anybody past the D1 ranks as of yet. I'm getting paid no extra money for babysitting chores tonight. 57-29 is the score. Adams Central is leading this one. Fortunately, we don't have a close ball game. Here's a Kyler Wormstad with the ball to Sittner. Sittner on the left wing, drives inside. His man fell down. That was Ritz, and he hits one from 15 feet away. Sittner now with 9 points in the ballgame. Robbie Ritz fell down playing defense there, and Sittner had an easy look at the basket there, and he cans one. 59-29, a 30-point lead. Here's a shot by Sullivan to Robbie Ritz, putting up a three-pointer. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to AC again. There's Nelson over left side to Wormstad. His shot for three, good. Now Wormstad knocks down a three, and now Zach wants to call a timeout. He's going to get some fresh bodies in the ballgame here. 6 minutes and 44 seconds to play in this ball game here tonight. We'll take a break. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. It's Adams Central 62 and Arcadia Loup City 29.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight from 1230 KHAS, all Adams Central. Tell you what, the Patriots didn't get off to a real good start tonight. This was at one time a 7-6 ball game in favor of Arcadia Loup City. Adams Central had a 7-point lead at the end of the first quarter. It was 22-20 early in the second quarter to play, but then the Patriots go on a 15-2 run to close out the quarter, and it was 37-22 at halftime. And the Patriots cruising along here at a 55-29 lead after three quarters, and right now things getting away. It's 62-29. The Patriots have the lead here. There's a Lewandowski with the ball. Lewandowski gets it out here. We got to Nolan Baker in the ball game. Both teams have went to the bench here. There's another turnover on Arcadia Loup City. Grabbing the ball, driving for the hole is Jesse Grimmett. The shot is up and in. Jesse Grimmett gets the field goal there. 64-29. Adams Central has got the lead here in this one, and now driving down the lane. Another personal foul is going to be called here Personal foul is going to be called here. The personal is going to be whistled on Dylan Steinkruger. That's going to be his third personal foul. Non-shooting situation. That's going to be turnover number six. Actually, the team foul number six in the ball game here for Adams Central. So a non-shooting foul. They'll play things in, and Nolan Baker from the corner shot is up there and rims off, no good. Pfeiffer with a rebound. Pfeiffer grabs the rebound there for Adams Central. This is Josh Pfeiffer as he gets the ball into the forecourt on the right side. Now they lob it inside. We're going to have a foul called. Trying to get into old Ben Kiyobasa down there, and somebody was grabbing his jersey. A personal foul is going to be whistled here. That's going to go on Arcadia Loop City. That's Stephen Burke picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. 64-29. We've got 6 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in this basketball game here tonight. Patriots out on top. They're going to cruise their 10th victory of the season here this evening. AC will play things in. The Kiyobasa, he puts one up off of the glass. His shot is no good. Kiyobasa grabs the rebound, has it stripped away. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Kiyobasa tied up in the play by Cohen Lewandowski. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Arcadia Loop City Rebels, so they will play things in here in backcourt. 64-29 is the score with 5 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in this one. Stephen Burke will bring the ball up the floor here across the 10-second line. AC is going to stay with his man-to-man defense with their second and third teamers in there. Down in the corner, that's going to be Baker with the ball. He throws up a three. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. There are people in the ball game now. It's not even on the roster here for the Patriots. That's always a good sign. Dawson Eckhart with the ball. Eckhart drives the ball toward the goal. He goes to the basket. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Kiyobasa had the rebound. He lost it. It's picked up here by Arcadia Loop City, driving the ball down the floor. Stephen Burke, he loses his footing there. The ball comes rolling out to a Nolan Baker and back outside to Will Price. Will Price down to Nolan Baker. Adams Central on the attack here defensively. There's a Will Price driving the baseline. Gets the ball away to Nolan Baker. Baker's follow-away jumper from the left side. Good. Not the way you draw it up, probably on the chalkboard, but Nolan Baker gets the field goal there. That's his first goal of the ball game. 5 minutes to play here in this one. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted. Running back the other way is Stephen Burke. Nice move in the lane. His shot no good. Rebound offensively by Price. He has the basketball stripped away. And it's picked up here by Adams Central. Patriots now with 5 turnovers in the ball game. They've got the ball back here on the left wing. With the basketball is going to be Jesse Grimmett. Free throw line extended left side. Grimmett lobs the ball down low. That's going to be Kiyobasa. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound and scores. Then Kiyobasa, he's a big boy. 6'6" and a senior there for Adams Central. He gets the field goal here. It's now 66-31 in favor of Adams Central. Here's a Stephen Burke for three. His shot good. Stephen Burke, bam, knocks down a three-pointer there for Arcadia Loop City. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 66-34 is the score. Here's a Dawson Eckhart with the ball to the right sideline. As AC works against this zone defense, Jesse Grimmett with the ball now. There's a pass diagonally across the lane, and the shot is up and in. That's Pfeiffer. Josh Pfeiffer scores. A crowd favorite there. 68-34 is the score. The Patriots putting a whooping on the Arcadia Loop City Rebels here tonight. There's a Newland Baker with the ball, and he has it slapped out of his hands out of bounds. Arcadia Loop City will inbound the ball underneath their own basket to the right side. I'll tell you what, if you're in a white jersey, you're going to see some playing time here tonight. I think this is Cameron Anderson coming into the ball game now as sophomore for Adams Central, 6'1". He's into the ball game at the 3:45 mark of this fourth quarter. As Arcadia Loop City will inbound the basketball here on the right side as they take it to the hole there underneath the basket. They can't go up for the shot. They go down in the opposite corner to Baker and has it tipped out of his hands. So Arcadia Loop City will play things in off of the far sideline. Just throw it into the backcourt here. Will Price, he'll bring it back across the 10-second line. Price stops about 35 feet away from the basket. Goes to Connor Detlefs, who's into the ball game now. Connor Detlefs out here in three-point territory. Over to Baker on the far side. Adams Central goes with a swipe. They can't get to it. Works the ball around to the right baseline down here. That's a Will Price with the ball, and he has it stripped away, and it's picked up by Adams Central. Jesse Grimmett gets the steal. Turnover number 18 on Arcadia Loop City here in this one. There's a Grimmett for three. His shot good. Everybody wants to get in the action here tonight. When the ball is going through the hole, everybody wants to throw up a shot. Grimmett's now got 5 points in the ball game, 71-34. Patriots out on top here. Price has got the ball, now to Baker. Nolan Baker dribbling out here. Baker drives the ball down the left side of the lane. Jump pass comes over here. Will Price, he takes it into the paint. Now to Detlefs, his shot from 12. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose underneath the basket. There's a shot put up there and in. Collar Rose picking up the loose ball, and he scores there for Loop City. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 71-36 is the score. Adams Central back in their offensive zone with 2.5 minutes to play. Jesse Grimmett with the ball. Grimmett goes over to Anderson. Out of the free throw line, extended right side. That's Eckhart with the ball as he dribbles to the top of the key. Down to Jesse Grimmett. Ball high above his head. Grimmett dribbles left to right across the free throw line. Back out to Eckhart for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Detlefs now for Arcadia Loop City. 2 minutes to play here in this one, and now we've got a timeout here from the Rebels. A timeout brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings. A check out a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings at 405 East 14th Street. We'll be back with more after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, time running down. It's Arcadia Loop City with a basketball. Here's Nolan Baker, drives it down the way. A scoop shot is up there and in. Nolan Baker is coming off of the bench to hit a couple of field goals here for the Rebels. 71-38 is the score. Here's a Dawson Eckhart with the ball. Eckhart now to a Grimmett. Jesse Grimmett with the ball here for the Patriots. Dribbles to the top of the key. Dumps it down to Anderson. A little fake there, and it shines up and in. Anderson gets the field goal there for Adams Central, and now it's a 73-38 ball game. A minute and 18 seconds to play. Connor Detlefs with the ball here on the right side for Arcadia Loop City. This has been a long night for the Rebels. Entry pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Adams Central, running back the other way as Eckhart is driving layup. Is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. Brought down here by Nolan Baker for Arcadia Loop City. He brings it back 1-on-3. Throws up an off-balance shot around the rim. No good. Battle for the rebound is loose again. Now a jump ball is called. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will have the basketball. AC will improve to 10 wins and one loss after this one here tonight. They get ready to play St. Paul tomorrow night, their third ball game of the week. We got the players of the game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS and our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Jesse Grimmett down low again to Anderson, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Anderson's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. Cameron Anderson, a sophomore here for the Patriots, he'll go to the stripe to try his luck at a couple of free throws here with 46.3 seconds to play in this basketball game. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. Adams Central led 37-22 at halftime. And the Patriots rolling along here in this basketball game tonight after getting up to somewhat of a slow start. Second one is up there is good. Anderson now with 3 points in the ball game. Here comes another substitute into the ball game now. This is going to be Karsten Karkowski, I think, is into the ball game now. A junior varsity player, freshman for the Arcadia Loop City Rebels. He's going to get some playing time with under a minute to play here in this basketball game as they work against AC here in this fourth and final quarter. McCray Moshka into the ball game now for Arcadia Loop City. We're going to have a foul down there in the corner. That's going to go on Kiyobasa. That's going to be his first. So Ben Kiyobasa picks up the personal foul for the Patriots. That's going to be team foul number 7 on AC, so this will be a 1-1 situation. Teague Calarose will go to the free throw line. He hit a field goal just a minute or so ago. His free throw is up there and in, so he's now got 3 points in the basketball game. As now a 74-39 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead. Calarose will have one more here for Arcadia Loop City. His shot is up there, and that one is around the rim, and it falls off of the right side. It is no good. Rebound to Kiyobasa. His passing can be intercepted, and he comes back and gets the block and a shot. Calarose's shot is blocked by Kiyobasa. Here's Anderson at the other end. His shot's going to be up there. It's good, and he's fouled in the play. That's going to be an offensive foul on Anderson as he knocks down a man in the lane. Getting up was McCray Moshka. So an offensive foul called there on Anderson. We've got 20.7 seconds to play. We've seen a lot of action here in the last minute or so. Probably the third teamers out there by now. Nolan Baker has got the ball under the forecourt. Baker gets the ball away. There's a long-range jumper is put up there. It's going to be no good. by Moshka. Now the ball goes out of bounds. And they get the ball. They're going to have a personal foul called offensively with all the action here. Bellarose picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. AC will play things in. 9 seconds to go as they come up the 4-1 last time here. 5 seconds to go as they bring it into the offensive zone. That's Eckhart with the ball, and I think that's going to be all she wrote. AC wins it tonight. Final score is 74-39. So the Patriots pick up their second win of the week after disposing of Minden on Tuesday, 52-40. Adams Central comes back here and beats Arcadia Loup City 74-39 to improve to 10 wins and one loss on the season. Arcadia Loup City, they dropped to 5 wins and 6 losses. Again, Adams Central wins it tonight easily, 74-39 over Arcadia Loup City. Back with a recap after this.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriot Gym, all Adams Central here tonight in boys high school basketball. They win over Arcadia Loup City by the score of 74-39. So the Patriots now 10-1 on the season. They will play at St. Paul tomorrow night. Meanwhile, Arcadia Loup City, they drop to 5 wins and 6 losses. They'll play Shelton coming up next Tuesday night. It was a 20-13 ball game at the end of the first quarter of play, 22-20 early in the second quarter, but Adams Central then goes on a 15-2 run after that. The Patriots had a 37-22 lead at halftime. They go on to a 55-29 lead after three, and they win it cruising along here tonight, 74-39 over Arcadia Loup City. A big ball game again for David Bolin as he knocks down 29 points here in the basketball game tonight. He leads all scorers with 29. Tyler Warmstead had a good ball game tonight as he scores 18 points. Garrett Sittner, he had 9. You had Jesse Grimmett late in the ball game, scored 5 points. Luke Goldenstein had 4. Cale Pleak had 2 points. Ben Kiyobasa had 2. Josh Pfeiffer had 2. And also getting into the ball game late was Cameron Anderson as he scores 3 points in the ball game tonight for Adams Central. Meanwhile, for Arcadia Loup City, they were led by Robbie Ritz as he scores 12 points, but all 12 were in the first half of play. He was the only man to reach double figures tonight for the Rebels. Dalton Peters, he ends up with 8 points. Trey Lewandowski had 7. 4 points for Nolan Baker. 3 points for Stephen Burke. And 2 points for Grant Lewandowski. Also coming to the ball game late was Teague Calarose. And he scored 3 points for Arcadia Loup City. So again, Adams Central wins it tonight by a score of 74-39. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' post-game show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.